Reliance on a single foreign supplier can leave a nation vulnerable to extortion and intimidation. That is why we congratulate European states such as Poland for leading the construction of a Baltic pipeline so that nations are not dependent on Russia to meet their energy needs. Germany will become totally dependent on Russian energy if it does not immediately change course. Here in the Western Hemisphere, we are committed to maintaining our independence from the encroachment of expansionist foreign powers.
You can't have the Keystone Pipeline that's finished and ready to lower our prices to even lower levels than when Trump was in. Trump gave that speech 3 years ago to the United Nations on globalism and how globalism was bad and how the New World Order was evil. He said that in that speech. Credible speech. And he pointed out that the globalists want to make America energy dependent when at that time we were the world's top exporter and producer of energy. Now we can't even produce 80% of what we need, and they want to make it worse, and we have rolling blackouts. We are being shut down so that we cannot be competitive with India and China and Mexico and 100-plus other third world countries that have no environmental standards and no rules and are building unlimited coal power plants. This is how you destroy a nation. This is how you bankrupt people. This is how you bring us to heel. This is how you cloud and pivot. This is the Great Reset. So as I told you 2 years ago, phase one is to release the virus, lock down society, destroy supply chains, introduce the idea of a global digital ID as a vaccine passport, so they can then have a war and cyber attacks and then bring down the world currency and blame COVID and the war for it, but offer everyone a universal basic income to survive on the new digital currency as the other currencies fail. And then with that new system, they'll track, trace, and control everything you do and apply carbon taxes and the social credit score. This has all been announced by the Davos Group and the UN and Xi Jinping. People are like freaking out everywhere going, they're announcing it on the news, what Jones said years ago. He's psychic, he's one of them. No, it's all planned. I have their documents here today. I re-pulled. It's like you get the enemy playbook in football or something, and they tell you what plays they're going to play. I mean, we have the damn playbook. So all of this is rolling out. All of this is being done. And they admit they're, quote, creating a transition of the people of the world into working from home, into having no money, into being obsolete, into being non-essential. And you're told, oh, it's about to be a utopia. But you notice it's not a utopia the deeper we get into this. Starves the third world to death. Impoverishes us on our road to starvation and death, finally. But it's all done incrementally. And so what's more obvious than cooking up a virus and releasing it and then using it as the pretext to shut down society? What is even more obvious? Shutting down over 2,000 mini pipelines and spurs, hundreds of large pipelines, including the mega massive Keystone Pipeline, right as it was completed. And then, of course, it gets a lot worse from that point out. You then say no drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. You then put in regulations over who is drilling in the U.S. But then you let all these other countries like Venezuela and Saudi Arabia and Russia increase their output to the United States at much higher prices. And then the globalist middlemen get that money and you pay already double what you were 13, 14 months ago. And it's set to double again at current rates in the next 6 months. Yeah, you're going to be paying $6 a gallon. They already are in areas of California. Over $4 nationally. And the environmental groups won't let any new refineries be built in the U.S. You have been strangled. And that's how they get you on your knees. That's how they take full control. And so imagine, we're supposedly at war with Russia through the proxy of Ukraine, but Biden is not cutting off Russian oil, which I don't think he should do. It's an act of war. But they're talking about increasing the oil while we can't have the oil. And Psaki and all of them say, oh, it's all because of Putin your gas prices went up, when that only added the cherry on top of it going up 30, 40 cents in the last month or last 3 weeks. So let's go to clip 8 first. It'll take a little bit the next segment to finish these clips. Here's Adam Curry, the great inventor of podcasting, or the first guy to podcast here in Austin, Texas, on Glenn Beck. Here it is.
We're hitting back with what? Financial weapons. Mm-hmm. Why? Why are we using financial weapons? I believe this is it, Glenn. I believe this is never let a crisis go to waste. This is the tipping point. We need to price energy so high, because that's the effect. That's the effect. Is energy is going to be so high. And some other, because you, when you, and we can talk about SWIFT in a minute, when you change something in a system, in a network like that, I know enough from technology that one small change, that can screw up a lot of things. Already wheat prices are now as high as Arab Spring days. So there's going to be really, really, really hard times. And I think that the idea is to shut down global production because of the cost of energy. No one's going to want to produce. Go back home, sit at home. Don't worry. We'll take care of you just like COVID. We're going to send you money. This time, though, not a check. This time, it's your Federal Reserve digital dollar. And then we're in deep trouble. And I don't think that's stoppable. I think that is unstoppable at this point. But I'm a doomer optimist, so I have ideas and solutions. You know, I have ideas.
I am an optimistic catastrophist.
I'm also a conspiracy therapist. So yes, I have a number of phrases. Yeah.
That's Adam Curry. The war in Ukraine fast tracks the Great Reset. Now, let's go back, two, 3 years ago to President Trump, and this is President Trump talking about how America is being set up, and so is Europe and others, to be vulnerable, and the fact that, you know, Germany's basically laughing at us. Here it is.
Reliance on a single foreign supplier can leave a nation vulnerable to extortion and intimidation. That is why we congratulate European states such as Poland for leading the construction of a Baltic pipeline so that nations are not dependent on Russia to meet their energy needs. Germany will become totally dependent on Russian energy if it does not immediately change course. Here in the Western Hemisphere, we are committed to maintaining our independence from the encroachment of expansionist foreign powers.
And the Germans laughed at him for that, if you're a radio listener and can't see that video. Now, what did Biden just do last month, too? He killed, I don't know how the U.S. has this power, but we're the globalist empire now. He killed the Israeli Arab-backed gas pipeline out of the Mediterranean and out of the Middle East into Europe as well, bypassing Russia. So they're cutting off everything except Venezuela, except Saudi Arabia, except Russia, while telling us Russia's the big enemy and we've all got to go to war with them. Think about that. I got a couple more clips on the energy front when we come back. This is a big, big deal. Buttigieg says buying oil from Iran is on the table. They're increasing production out of Venezuela, sent U.S. diplomats down there. But again, you can't have the Keystone Pipeline that's finished and ready to lower our prices to even lower levels than when Trump was in. Trump gave that speech 3 years ago to the United Nations on globalism and how globalism was bad and how the New World Order was evil. He said that in that speech. Incredible speech. And he pointed out that the globalists want to make America energy dependent when at that time we were the world's top exporter and producer of energy. Now we can't even produce 80% of what we need, and they want to make it worse, and we have rolling blackouts. We are being shut down so that we cannot be competitive with India and China and Mexico and 100 plus other third world countries that have no environmental standards and no rules and are building unlimited coal power plants. This is how you destroy a nation. This is how you bankrupt people. This is how you bring us to heel. This is how you cloward and pivot. This is the Great Reset.
Two of our best-selling products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And they will sell out in the next 3-4 months before I get more of the product in if I sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence about getting winter sun or getting X3 to try the products and see how amazing they are. And I believe you will then get hooked on them like myself, my family, and the crew are. So again, both these products are back in stock. Both X3 and Winter Sun, they are 50% off for a limited time because they're going to sell out at this price, I would estimate, in less than a month. So this is your chance to get X3 and experience the good halogens versus the bad halogens. This is your chance to have the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system as well. They're amazing, and they're at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason this is a 360 win is it funds the operation. I need funds to run the operation. You need to be healthy. We need to stay on air. It's a match made in heaven.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very thankful that you tune in. Very thankful that you care about our world. Very thankful you realize that we, the people, have the power to stop the global transhumanist cult. But we have to wake up to the full horror of it, admit we're in trouble, and then organize against it. Then our job will be very, very easy. And that's not hype. I am attacked conservatively hundreds of times a day in global corporate press, millions of times a day on different social media networks, and they see me as the number two enemy of their globalist operations. They see Trump as the number one enemy because he openly, publicly opposed him. Doesn't mean he did a perfect job. Neither have I. They see yours truly as enemy number two because I accurately analyze who they are and effectively reach millions of people because of your word of mouth. And then they see Tucker Carlson as number three, the biggest threat, and Joe Rogan number four as the biggest threat. And believe me, I'm not up here wanting to be number one on the hit list. I'm very excited to see so many people like Adam Curry and Glenn Beck waking up, because they're both smart men, and that is a very good thing. Because the minute we wake up that we're under corporate global 21st century siege and deindustrialization and post-industrial world in a controlled global collapse called the Great Reset, and on its ashes build the Build Back Better technocracy, once people realize that things only get worse complying, things only get better resisting, then we start winning. And we should be celebrating the devastating victories we've been having against the globalists when it comes to their whole COVID power grab. They have been incredible. That's why they're trying to get off the COVID narrative for now. They're going to bring it back with new viruses. They've said they are. And move us into war in other areas. But we've got to continue to hammer that in. So you are under economic attack. I am under economic attack. Globalism, transhumanism is an anti-human movement that seeks to dominate the very human biological systems and make us a corporately owned creature. Those of us that are even allowed to live in their synthetic universe. So this is the opposite of free will. This is bondage down to the cellular level. This is rape squared to infinity. And that is their plan, is to play God, is to make Microsoft and Google God and to kill everyone else. I played Davos Group head scientist on TED Talk and at the Davos Group saying that 2 weeks ago on the show. And that we're about to be in a post-human world by 2045, that the last humans will be alive. That's not some kook out there saying that by themselves. That's the plan. And I guess their argument is if you don't care and let them do it to you, and let them seduce you into the matrix, you deserve to die. Well, guess what? I don't, and my children don't, and I choose to not let you take control of my evolution, as you say it. And you've got a new type of war, you've got a new type of cult, got a new type of brainwashing, but it just so happens we got a transmission thousands of years ago warning us that this thing, this fallen entity working through collaborator humans, was going to try this. And it's going to fail. But it's going to be a rough situation. So I already played Trump pointing out 3 years ago that we were becoming energy independent and we're energy independent and that Europe was not. That we should stand up to Russia by being energy independent. And now here we are all these years later and we're now energy dependent. And Biden won't let us turn any of our drilling on or our pipelines on, but he's increasing oil purchases from Saudi Arabia and from Venezuela and Russia. Unbelievable. So here is Buttigieg says buying oil from Iran is on the table.
Could the president possibly consider authorizing the Keystone Pipeline, working something out with Iran?
I mean, look, the president has said that all options are on the table, but we also need to make sure that we're not galloping after permanent solutions to immediate short-term problems where more strategic and tactical actions in the short term can make a difference.
Tactical actions, that's right, windmills that don't work. It's all designed to bankrupt you. It's not designed to work. They're suppressing all the real clean technology. That's on record. Here's the Energy Secretary Granholm saying we're working through the energy transition. And even AOC and Pelosi have admitted recently, oh, we could cut energy prices, but that wouldn't be good for the earth. This is a great reset. Here is Granholm.
But the bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Now let's have the little cherry on top here, because I need to move on to the huge news and Ukraine and the economy and how it's all intertwined together. Here is Psaki saying the reason gas prices are going up is because Putin invaded Iran. That'd be like if I walked up with a giant axe and cut off one of your legs at the hip and blood was spraying everywhere. And then I sliced your arm open too. But most of the blood's coming out your leg. You're about to die in a few seconds. And then I kind of stab you in the arm. A little bit of blood comes out there. And then I go, oh, you're dying from the stab in your arm. Yeah, 30, 40 cents of the increase has been what's happened in Ukraine. And that's true. And so does Obama's minion, Biden, open up the Strategic Reserve? Does he open up the Keystone Pipeline? Does he take all the restrictions off? He put in executive orders on new drilling? No, 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 no. He doesn't do any of that. And then they turn around and they blame Vladimir Putin. Ladies and gentlemen, no. It's the globalist turning off your power. Russians pay about 60 cents a gallon in Russia. That's right. It's basically sold at cost to the public because they want the economy going. Like Henry Ford said, I want to pay people five times what anybody else pays them because I want them to have enough money to buy my car. I want to have an economy. The globalists don't want an economy like that. They want one where you starve to death, where they can lord that above you. It's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. It used to be the system of government worldwide for thousands of years until the Renaissance 500 years ago in Europe, in Germany, and in England. And the Gutenberg press, look into it. And they know we're on the verge of the next wave of the Renaissance. True enlightenment, true empowerment. And they're trying to suppress it all with their great reset that is an attempt to keep us in their dark ages. This is the final grasp of the royalty and the old money that's been trying for 500 years to suppress humanity. And they look at all the technology that we designed and built and tell us that they built it and they're gods. And now they're trying to twist the technology to enslave us instead of empowering us. But we're on the verge of the infinity renaissance. Renaissance taken to no limits, unlimited. Here is Psaki gaslighting you.
The reason why the price of gas is going up is not because of steps the president has taken. They are because President Putin is invading Ukraine, and that is creating a great deal of instability in the global marketplace.
And I mean, technically, yeah, some of the new increases is that, but Biden policies are what has allowed that dependence to now cause this chain reaction. Because if America was not just keeping us where we were, but increasing production for the world to not just be the leader in energy production as we were a few years ago, we're now not. We're an importer, not an exporter now of net energy. This could be a boom for America, what Russia's doing. But no, no, no. You don't get booms. We don't want oil field workers making $70,000 a year busting their ass. They might put a kid through college. They might save some money. That actually gives American workers a job. We don't want them. We want them in there watching the metaverse. We want their kids getting sterilized with the big tech funded transsexualism. I got an article on that today. We want America under our foot because we are the leftist rulers. We are the masters. We are the controllers. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. It'll take me a good 45 minutes to go through what really happened with COVID and where we are and the fact that their whole system collapsed, their lies all collapsed, and now they just want us to forget about it and move on to the next scam. No. Because it's all intertwined to the Great Reset. Just like they're running the energy scam to collapse us by design, we got to expose that. And just like they ran the COVID scam to collapse us and to destroy confidence and to kill a bunch of people, we got to expose that. And every step of the way, we fight. Because when we don't submit and when we're informed and when we support independent good guys, evil gets its ass handed to it every single time. But when Thomas Jefferson was asked during the Revolutionary War more than 250 years ago, the very start of the war, they said, "What does it take to stop tyrants?" And he wrote in a letter, famously, "All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is good men doing nothing. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing." It's very simple. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. And that counts for women as well in our day and age. And there were women fighting back then as well. So men and women better step up and decide what side they're on. People better spend their time, their energy, and their money, or they're going to lose it all. We have the money, we have the smarts, we have the ingenuity to peacefully overthrow this thing, but everybody's got to go all in now. And speaking of that, everybody should get an InfoWars t-shirt. Everybody should get and try the great supplements. Everybody should get books and films on the site. Everybody should peruse it. Because we need funds now more than ever. We are under such dramatic, intense attack. And I don't want to prove to you how serious it is by us laying people off or imploding. And that's going to happen if we don't get support. I'm not bitching. It's all in God's hands. But we have multi-million dollar underages right now going into the middle of the year. And we have to have more money just to order more product to be able to fund ourselves. We have shortfalls. So, folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formulas on flash sale. X3, everybody needs it. All three good types of iodine. That's still 50% off because I got to get funds in here. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system, your whole body. It's 50% off. So many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We got the great whitening coral calcium toothpaste, so much more. But just looking at the energy news, to expand some on what this means, fertilizer is getting cut back in production. Oil, gas, everything, that causes death in the third world, big time death. Food crisis about to get worse. China says winter wheat condition could be worst in history. And people say, well, there's too many people, let's turn off the resources. It's going to happen to you, too. Even if you believe there's too many people, do you understand what this means? Third world collapsing, flooding the first world? Biden looks around the world for oil while ignoring one major country supply, the USA. Very important article from Town Hall. He's literally calling for people to increase production, but won't let us have it. I mean, it's crazy. Scoop, Biden advisors weigh Saudi Arabia trip for more oil. Axios. Booty judge says buying oil from Iran, the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, is on the table. And it goes on and on and on. I already mentioned a lot of this, but folks are pointing it out. Biden's letting Russia mediate a new Iran deal while also not sanctioning oil from Russia, while negotiating with Maduro to import more oil from Venezuela. The U.S. didn't recognize Maduro, who also negotiated with Putin. This is Joe Biden as president. Yeah. And look at what's happening to commodities in just the last year. Heating oil up 90%. That hurts the poorest folks around the world. WTI crude, 80%. Brent crude, 79%. Coffee, 73%. I told you about to have to go up on coffee price. So we're like making no money when we sell it now, basically. Gasoline, 70%. Aluminum, 70%. Natural gas, 69%. Wheat, 59%. Corn, 35%. Cotton, 34%. Lumber, 34%. Soybeans, 18%. Sugar, 15%. Copper, 13%. Gold, 12%. CPI, 7.5%. Silver, they manipulated down 4%. And Elon Musk has been criticized by the left, even though he's the big electric car guy, for calling for Europe to restart nuke plants and for the U.S. to boost oil and gas output immediately, because he says the world economy is going to go into a depression, which is the plan of the Great Reset. Arab Spring risk flourish as global food prices jump to record highs, record all-time highs. Last time I got close to this, worldwide rebellion. You hit the number where third world people spend more than half their money on food, riots immediately break out, borders collapse, the UN organizes the third world invasion.
Rarely are people confronted or presented with a real 360 win or a non-zero-sum game. But I can tell you, getting high-quality, storable food from the top company in the United States that's ready to ship to you is a 360 win. We are in a total inflationary environment for the next 5-10 years, in my view. The globalists are devaluing all the major world currencies. Well, how do you get ahead of that? Well, you can buy real estate, but still you got to pay property taxes on that. There's a lot of problems. It's not easy to offload. But with things like high-quality storable food that's packaged very, very well, that lasts more than a decade, it's insurance you can eat. And by buying food now, you get around the inflation because, again, the food doesn't cost more in the future. My Patriot Supply is the biggest company in the U.S. after only 15 years in business because of great quality and very low prices ready to ship. And when you go to preparewithalex.com, a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com, you will find their full selection at the lowest prices anywhere out there. And that then also supports the broadcast. So you're getting high-quality storable food at a very low price, ready to ship to you. You're funding InfoWars. You're keeping us on the air. You're getting insurance you can eat. And you, again, are getting it early, so you beat inflation. A true 360 win. On the preparedness checklist, having high-quality storable food is right up there at the top with self-defense, water, and transportation. So take care of that box now as the world goes into this deepening Great Reset crisis. Fund the info war, beat inflation all in one spot. PrepareWithAlex.com or 888-253-3139. Again, PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com. By visiting that, you go right to the page with the best deals on high-quality storable food ready to ship.